we saw your friends today.
Are they on vacation? Probably. Here's some more. They keep coming. That's okay. We'll just start the story and they can come and join us anytime. So I have the story that I'm going to tell you today is based on Psalm 91. So let me read that for you first. And then it's going to be verses 1 to 6. Psalm 91, verses 1 to 6. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. For it is he who delivers you from the snare of the trapper and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings you may seek refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and bulwark. You will not be afraid of the terror by night or of the arrow that flies by day, of the pestilence that stalks in darkness or the destruction that lays waste at noon. So in that, God's telling us that he can trust us. He's going to protect us. So if we study his word and we figure out how it applies to us and share it with other people, then he will always protect us. He's like an umbrella. So what does an umbrella do? What does an umbrella do? It protects you from getting wet. That's right. So here we go. Oh, what is that? Oh my gosh. Wait, I think we have some cover. Here we go. Let's get under an umbrella. Here, Mr. John, grab a couple of your friends. Grab some of your friends. Here's another one. Look, this one can hold a lot of friends. And I'm not superstitious at all. Let's undo the top. Oh. Hang on. Keep going. It's raining in Santa Clarita finally. So get some of your friends. Watch the eyeballs. You got to hold it high enough that it covers everybody. Okay. Go ahead. Sit down, Michael. We have another one. This is my favorite. There's one. Here's my favorite, though.
Oh, cool.
There you go. Take it over and cover your friends over there. Now sit down under there. Okay. Oh, has it stopped raining yet? I think so. I think it stopped. Isn't that great? Just like that umbrella, God is your protection. But how do we get God? Come on in under. You got, hold it up, sweetie. Hold that up so that your friends behind you can get covered too. And you want to watch? Yeah. Anyway, so if you read your Bible and you find out when you're in having a bad day, or maybe you got in trouble one day, or maybe your mom asked you to do it and your heart just isn't in the right place, God will show you how to be the person that he wants you to be happy, to ask him when you need help, things like that. But the thing is, are all these umbrellas the same?
No.
All of them aren't the same. Just like when in my house, one of my kids had my first Bible. I think they got this one when they were, I don't know, in Mrs. Trumbull's class maybe. And then I had another one who had a kid's devotional Bible. And that one they probably got when they were in elementary school. And just like we send the Bibles out to prisoners, those are recovery devotional Bibles. It helps them where they are in life. So each one of us can share the good news of God with other people. And how would we do that? How would you do that, Kehlani?
Praying.
Praying? What about sharing it with other people? Praying with them? Yeah? What about you?
Preaching the gospel.
And how would you do that? Could you say, God loves you?
Raising money for a church.
We do that. Yes, Michael?
Reading the Bible.
Yes. So there's lots of different ways. Well, you can lend a helping hand, right? Maybe volunteer some time. Just like when it comes to telling children's story, Mrs. Scotto needs somebody every week to tell you guys a story. So all of us can, all of us, meaning us older people, we can volunteer our time and tell a story. I'm sure we all have stories that we've lived that you guys can relate to. So we just need to be available and study God's word and be able to share it with other people. So do me a favor, put the umbrellas against that back wall, okay? Careful. Yeah, right there, Mr. John, just like that. Lay it down. And then we'll say a quick prayer. And then you guys can collect your offering. Does that sound good? Come on over. Okay. Oh, the baskets, you guys are over there on the wall, okay? So they're not on the ground. Ready? So you want, should we get them before? Okay. Ready? Let's pray. Want to stand up? Come on. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the families represented here through these children. Thank you for giving them the hearts that they have to seek you daily. Be with them in their travels and as they walk today and the days to come. Bless them, keep them open to you and your word, and let them preach the good word to the world. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.